What's up, everybody? This is Rise to the Mission podcast, where you're encouraged, motivated, and challenged in the Word of God, and also in life. This is a good podcast to listen to when you're waking up, when you're working out, or before you go to bed. Without further ado, hope y'all enjoy this podcast, and if you do, check out my mom's ministry page at amberbrownministries.com, and let's get straight into it.
Hello, Rise to the Mission family. God bless you. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Listen, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and what? Be glad in it. That's right. So praise the Lord. We have another day to be together. I am just so thankful for the opportunity to be able to minister, to be able to be used by God, to be able to have a podcast on here. It's such a blessing, and it's all because of the Lord. Amen. So I just want to go ahead and go into prayer, because I'm looking forward to just discussing obedience with you on today. And so I know that that is a tough subject, because it's hard to be obedient, especially when God is trying to pull you out of your comfort zone. But we're going to talk about it today. Amen. And so right now, I just take us to the Father. We go to the throne room of heaven, and we just ask you, Father God, to forgive us for all of our sins. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for loving us, God. We thank you for being there for us, Father. We thank you for all that you have done, and just who you are in our life. Lord, help us be more obedient, Father. Help us work on ourselves, God, so that we can be more obedient. Lord, we give ourselves over to you, Father, and we just ask you just to have your way in our lives, Father, and show us what we need to see. Lord, we have our ears open to listening to your voice. God, I just thank you for all that you do. I thank you for all that you are, and I thank you for giving us another chance. In Jesus' name, amen. So today, family, I am going to just talk about obedience in the life of the believer. And, you know, there never comes a time, ever, when we go through this life fully aware of our actions and decisions without the direction of God. So not knowing the outcome can be exhausting for an unbeliever. But as a Christian, I know that God always has a plan and a lesson for his personal development within us, right? So the moment that we walk in our own reasoning and with our own intentions, we tend to get lost in ourselves and in the world and forget the instruction that is above all most important. And so the story of Saul is a good example for teaching obedience and showing that obedience really is better than sacrifice. Samuel said to Saul, "This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them as they came up from Egypt. Now go attack the Amalekites and to totally destroy all that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys." And that's 1 Samuel 15:2-3. So after Saul, in his own eyes, completed his mission, it states in 1 Samuel 15:13-15 that Saul said to Samuel, "The Lord bless you. I have carried out the Lord's instructions." But Samuel knew that this was not so. You see, he was not obedient to God's instruction, and for this, he lost what was given to him. Samuel said, "What then is this bleating of sheep in my ears? What is this lowing of cattle that I hear?" Saul answered, "The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the best of the sheep and cattle to sacrifice to the Lord your God, but we totally destroyed the rest." And so verse 16-19, Samuel says, "Let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night. Although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and he sent you on a mission saying, 'Go and completely destroy.'" Somebody say completely. "So go and completely destroy those wicked people, the Amalekites, wage war against them until you have wiped them out. Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord?" So Saul thought he did the right thing, but Samuel says it best when he said, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord?" So to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. So because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. 1 Samuel 15:22-23. So I know that many of us have been in a Saul situation. Come on now. We feel as though we listened to God and was obedient to his instruction, but how much of it was done in fullness and how much of it was left out because of problems within ourselves? Saul had also built a monument in honor of himself instead of honoring God, and that's a problem. See, his heart now belonged to himself. He allowed his power that was given to him by God to be used in a rebellious way instead of in consistent obedience. And we see that now growing and growing and growing in this world. Samuel was trying to explain to Saul to look at why he was making the sacrifices regarding the religious ceremonies and rituals that were taking place, right? Then for sacrifices. You can physically demonstrate a relationship with God and sacrificing your time and your money and or even fasting, but if you sacrifice with an unclean heart for the wrong reason or in disobedience, then it would be better not to sacrifice. So I ask you, is that you? Are you someone that is sacrificing those things but really don't have the right heart, or you're not operating in the right spirit? You know, think about it. Sometimes we can think that we are and we are not. So what will you gain other than your own personal satisfaction? You know, the irony in it all is that we think this temporary personal satisfaction is worth it, but in all actuality, we receive permanent personal destruction because of that temporary satisfaction. And that is not relationship, nor is it ministry. Samuel, along with many others in the Bible, are teaching us that obedience is key. So obedience is what brings you to salvation. Think back to the beginning of your walk with God, when you got down on your knees and you asked Jesus for forgiveness, and you did that because of obedience. In your heart, your mind, and your soul, you felt an urge from the Holy Spirit, a feeling of faith and of hope. You chose to step out and to take a chance in obedience, right, to the Word of God, which brought you to repentance. Obedience is listening to the voice of God, even when you don't understand the why. I'm going to say that again. Obedience is listening to the voice of God even when you don't understand the why. Obedience means walking this mission of life out in the name of Jesus, under God's authority, covered by the blood, bringing new souls to the body of Christ, and always giving honor to the Father. The problem in this generation, though, is that many so-called Christians do a lot in the world and they say it is for God and it looks good and it sounds good, but how much of what they do or say really comes from God? Does it last? Does it sustain? Do they sustain it? Or does it all fall apart? Does what they say come true, come to pass? Or has it not? So we are under direct order to follow his voice, to teach his word, to transform the conformed, and to change ourselves daily. God reveals new ideas to those that have ears to hear, bringing the presence and anointing of God in your life and the lives of those around you. Is obedience doing that? This is the question we must ask ourselves, family. This is how you will know if the actions are genuine or not with others, and most importantly, with yourself. Now, it is our responsibility to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to serve others, to contribute to society, and to always be available to the needs of others. But are we doing it the way God had intended it for us to do it? Are we truly working in the spirit of obedience? We must act with love and commitment and consistency and genuine devotion with the obedience to God in all areas of our lives. Now, we're not always going to get it right. We're not going to be perfect. But we must get better. So when we talk about obedience, we must also talk about rebellion. To learn and walk with understanding, we must know both sides, right? So the good Lord made the tree of life and of knowledge of good and evil because he gave us free will, a free will that gives us the opportunity to walk with him and not against him. The crazy thing is that Christians, even the more they rebel against God and themselves more so than non-believers, rebel against authority. See, when you live in the world and are not walking the Christian walk, you're not rebelling against anything other than society. But when you are a Christian and you know the word of God, but you continue doing what your father tells you not to do, then you are just as guilty as an unbeliever. So it is important for us to realize that any one of us can get caught up in disobedience just like our brother Saul. No one is exempt from such thing, for it is written, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And Romans 3:23 tells us that. So Saul understood that he messed up. He even said, I have sinned. I have violated the Lord's command and your instructions. I was afraid of the men, and so I gave in to them. Now I beg you, forgive my sin and come back with me so that I may worship the Lord. But Samuel replied, I will not go back with you. You have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you as king over Israel. And then Samuel goes to say, after Saul grabbed his robe as he walked away, the Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to one of your neighbors, to one better than you. He who is the glory of Israel does not lie or change his mind, for he is not a human being that he should change his mind. 1 Samuel 15:24-29. So after Saul asked again, Samuel did not, he did indeed go with him, but it was Samuel's job to be honest with Saul and tell him the truth so that he could understand what had been done. And by doing this, Saul could gain understanding in the fact that we must seek God daily with the gifts he has given us and walk in humility constantly, because we can get so caught up in trying to do good and that we completely miss God's purpose for us, being sensitive to the needs of others and most importantly, being obedient to God, walking in our own decisions and feelings is not going to get us there. That's why we must walk with the mind of Christ. And so he cannot take this back. And there are things in our life that come that we cannot take back. So we must pray. We must be obedient. We must make sure we are really listening to the voice of God. Because of rebellion, arrogance, and pride, Saul lost his blessing from God. He lost the kingdom. And I want us to think on today, what have we lost because of our disobedience? What blessings have been taken from us and given to others because we have not followed through with our word to God? And when we choose to live for God, we choose to deny ourselves and follow him for eternity, to take up our cross and walk with him every day. And the moment we know that he tells us no, but our flesh says yes, and we listen to our flesh rather than his voice, or the moment that he says do it and we don't do it, that, brothers and sisters, is us not living in obedience. And this means no matter what we are doing in the church or in the community, if that is happening in our lives, we are currently displeasing God. And we don't like to hear that, but it is the truth. Jesus did not die and go through all that he went through for us just to say that we are washed, sanctified, and justified in his name, but still continually lying to ourselves and others every single day. We are to feed others his truth and love, not feed them rotten and decaying food full of dishonesty, only to make them feel good so that you don't feel bad. So Saul was more concerned about what others would think of him rather than doing what God said to do. And that is much of the problem today with us believers. We care too much about what others think, and that we completely miss the greatness of God and true ministry and starting new things and allowing God to move in a different way in which we are meant to be a part of. And our excuses must come to an end today. The day that we rise to the mission and say, God, I will do whatever it takes to bring a soul into the kingdom of God, that is the day when true obedience can be put into action. It should never be about the opinion of other people. Sharing the gospel and walking with God is meant not for condemnation unto others, but to help bring forth change. People do not like change, which is why most do not accept the gospel. But we are told to keep on keeping on. If Jesus accomplished all that he did because of obedience, just think what we could accomplish in unity and obedience. I say revival. Now, on the flip side, God does forgive. Don't get too down on yourself now, those that are listening, because I'm sure after listening to this, there are someone that, you know, that needs to repent or things to be fixed, because, you know, none of us are perfect. We all get it wrong. All of us probably need to repent. But know that it is written that my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. And that's 2 Corinthians 12:9. So that's great news, right? So, you know, I love this scripture because even though a new mercy is given each day and forgiveness is given to those who repent, this scripture really tells me that even in our weakness of disobedience, we can change. That we never have to stay that the same. The power of God is made strong in our dark moments and even the moments that we are blind to realizing that we have a problem. So understand that God is for you and he wants us to walk in a way that is pleasing unto him and to be an example to others. Amen. We may decide to rebel instead of walk in obedience, but it is good to know that at any given moment, we can humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. And then he is going to hear us from heaven, and then he's going to forgive our sin and he's going to heal our land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. So not only will he forgive us, but he also heals us and our surroundings so that we will be less likely to continue in rebellion and more capable of walking in obedience. So I pray that you are encouraged today and that you draw nearer to God in your walk of obedience. And always remember, keep serving the Lord and others and make sure that your heart is right. I tell you to be blessed and to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. If you like to read, go check out my mom's books on her website, Amazon, or Barnes & Noble. Remember, never give up. God's got you.